welcome to the Too Much Rock podcast number 72. I'm your host, Sid Souter, and as you can tell, I am on the road again, recording live into my MacBook Pro, and you'll have to enjoy the low fidelity. Pretend it's a Guided by Voices album or something, I don't know. We started things off this week with Raging in the Plague Age by Les Savifav off their album Let's Stay Friends that came out in September of last year on French Kiss Records, of course. I'm just now getting around to listening to that, as I am with the rest of my music. I'm months late, especially knowing that I didn't have to listen to new music and diligently like I do for the podcast while over the holidays, because I was doing that best of thing, and I hope you enjoyed that. Of course, it was just a time killer. It's like a clip show, that sort of thing. I do have 8 songs for you this week, all exciting and fun. The next song is from the 1900s. This is the song When I Say Go off their album Kind and Cold. Came out in October of last year on Parasol Records.
Watching all the quiet faces, I don't understand. I believe we can be rescued by better things than men. So sorry, I don't even know. I've been watching all my time go to waste. And you never thought you'd be so slow. First one to the steps when I say go. Anybody but my own. Waiting on the lines that we define. Listen up, I never knew I'd ever be so sad. In places by very scary hands. If anyone should ask me, I'll tell them I don't know. I've been leaving all my clues, like my footprints in the snow. And you never thought you'd be so slow. First one to the gate when I say go. And you need to hold your own. Waiting on the lines that we smiles, just living out a dream of what
today. Can't you see the furrows in my forehead? What tender days we've had, no secrets hid away, and it seemed about 100 years ago. If you see me drinking that red wine, don't worry.
That was Head of Femur ending a Chicago double shot there. I played the song 100 years ago off their new album Leader and the Falcon on the Extant label. That came out last year sometime. And before that was the 1900s with When I Say Go, also from Chicago. So a double shot of bands there that I both saw at the Hideout Fest for the first time. And I really like that 1900s album. I didn't think I would. I didn't like them that much live, but the album, very nice. Coming up next, we go a little more twee for you. This is Pansio with the song Reject Reject.
Bye. you bought the farm on Sunday. You didn't want to check out. You didn't want to check out. Did you nibble your way out? Escaped without a doubt. Bun bun, alone in the hay on certain judgment day. One thing I know is true. Your squeaks, they fill the room. For heaven's sakes, it's a mistake. I baked you a carrot cake. Did she go out of town on a journey to play soccer in this year's tourney? Bun bun, your room looks the same. And on the mailbox, it still reads your name.
The song Bun Bun by the band Afternoon Naps off their album Sunbeamed. That was a self-released album that came out last year from the Cleveland band there. I don't even remember how I came across them, but I'm very happy I did. Before that was Boston's Pantheon with the song Reject Reject on their new album Allison Staten that came out on Soft Abuse Records December of last year. So just barely making it into the end of the year, but not early enough that it could have been in my top 2007 songs, because I just wasn't that up on things. Coming up next, I've got a double shot again from the Lucksmiths. The case was a few months ago. You may remember me picking up that Lucksmiths collection that was kind of rarities and B-sides and stuff, and I fell in love with so many of the songs, I went back and bought some of the original versions of the albums because I didn't have them. So we're going to start off with something from 1996's What Bird Is That, and then continue to 1995's The Green Bicycle Case. We're working our way back.
She'd look beautiful in a tea towel, but she's dressed up to the nines. She's covered herself in makeup, but she can't make up her mind. She's a damsel in distress. She feels a damsel in this dress. She lives alone. Spends hours in front of the bookcase to beat with two paperbacks in bed. She's read them all from go to woe and arranged them from A to Z. And you can judge a book by its cover. A kingdom for a horse, a condom for a lover. She lives alone. So take off your horn-rimmed rose-colored glasses and shake out your shining hair again. Behind every princess in an ill-fitting pink dress, there's a lonely librarian. Dear Mary, a letter from the grave. You'd better well behave. Don't spend more than you save. Be careful not to. It's scary, I hope you're sitting down. I know how this must sound. I'm 6 feet in the ground, but I'll always be around.
No matter what you do, I've got my eye on you. No matter what you do, I've got my eye on you.
I'm staring at you each and every day, since I'm an eyeball in a basin. Be charitable and chaste, and don't put makeup on your face. I'm repeating myself twice, and I'm spouting tautologies. A dozen red roses and a thousand apologies, and thanks a million.
Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. That was the Lucksmiths both times. First with Danielle Steele from 1996's What Bird Is That? And then William and Mary, either spooky or romantic, I'm not sure, from 1995's The Green Bicycle Case. Hunt down everything they've ever done. I'm a big fan, and if you look at my last FM, you'll see just how big of a fan. We're going to wrap things up, and so I need to let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 72. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit TooMuchRock.com at TooMuchRock.com, TooMuchRock.com. We're going to end things off this week with a little loop from Washington, D.C., a band that's very hip and maybe too hip for me. The song I'm going to play is called We Are Gods, We Are Wolves. Anything with wolves in it, you know, is going to be good. The name of their album is The Throne of the Third Heaven of the Nation's Millennium General Assembly, which is, I guess, a folk art piece by a man who may or may not have been an insane prophet, James Hampton, I think, of D.C. as well. So there's definitely a bit of pretension in the band, and I think they wear it pretty well, though. This song's a little more upbeat than some of the others. Some are a little more atmospheric, but I like this one. In spite of myself sometimes. So from an album released on September 11th of last year on the Hardly Art label, this is La Loop with We Are Gods, We Are Wolves.
Storm passed overhead, scratched our world to shreds.